You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Happy Friday morning to you. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dominic Lee, live from downtown Madison. It's cold out there, 6 degrees, high near 16 today.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like 13 below. Bundle up.
It's time once again to talk to Savannah Tomei Olson about what's going on in the news in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin Eye is one of the things that we've been talking about an awful lot because it is so important to find out what's going on in our legislature. It's all there. They even have debates. They have discussions. It's all videotaped. And now what?
Archived.
It's gone.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's kind of like C-SPAN for Wisconsin.
That's right.
Savannah, what is the latest?
What's the latest on that?
So we have one bill that would basically make Wisconsinized services part of the state government. Because until this point, whether or not you can see what lawmakers are doing on the legislative floor or see press conferences from the governor or see hearings from the Supreme Court has all relied on donations to this nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
And instead, this bill from a couple Democrats would basically add $2 million to the state government budget every year. And it would make an office of public accountability that would kind of just make it part of our state government that we would have this kind of transparency into what everybody's doing. Because they've been busy this week. They've been talking about all kinds of things. But if you're not there in person to watch it, you're not going to see it or hear it.
Wow.
Well, I know, you know, it relied, I guess, initially on subscriptions. I know they tried to get me to pay.
Really?
I did not do it, but I kind of watched and recorded some of the stuff on my own. But anyway, it was always really invaluable to find out what was going on. Word for word, you can find out what each and every legislator had said. And it was really that important. So it was invaluable. And I think after all these years, Savannah, that they would find it to be that invaluable as well. Now, we have, you know, this proposal from two Democrats, right? But the Republicans, any indication from the Republicans if they're interested in this? Just $2 million. I mean, that's just nothing compared to the $1 billion surplus they already have.
That's right. And it seems like they may be on board with something. I would expect them to come up with their own plan at some point. However, they haven't to this point. They've been doing all kinds of stuff this week. They've been talking about putting labels on meat grown in labs, which is not a commercially available thing yet, but it may become that way.
Yeah.
They want to create a task force on missing and murdered African American women and girls. They've been talking about raising the legal age for state nicotine sales and expanding childcare funding on Indian reservations throughout the state. So they've been doing all these huge things just in this last week, since Monday when Wisconsin I went dark, that we haven't been able to cover, and you're only able to cover if you're there in person.
Wow.
Okay. So we'll see what happens here. But the idea to just make it a state service that does not rely on any kind of donations or subscriptions. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit was saying it seems like taxpayer money is going to be needed anyway to continue this service, whether we bail out Wisconsin I or make it part of state government. So why not make it accountable to lawmakers? That was his argument.
Have they at least agreed to turn over the archives to the Historical Society? Is that what I heard?
They've got so much of it. They've got 30,000 hours from the last 18 years. And actually, according to their contract, when Wisconsin I started in 2007, it said that if Wisconsin I itself ever dissolves, those archives would go to the Wisconsin Historical Society.
Oh, okay.
So that's already negotiated and done.
All right. Okay. Great. Yeah. Digitized. All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks for that update on the Wisconsin I debacle.
Mm.
We saw this coming. We should have taken care of it well before all of this.
Yeah.
And now we're all on the edge of our chair finding out that maybe it can survive and maybe become part of the state government.
Yeah.
Well, there are lots of states that run that way. There are lots of states that have their own cameras and people employed by the government where that is their job to make this go.
Yeah. All right. Well, they've done it. Now we can.
Very good. Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
And now let's.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. We have Dick on the line. Well, what do you got for us, Dick?
Well, all the things that he's gutting, I'm talking about Trump now. Did you notice that they gutted out the agency that has to do with climate change, too? The stuff is just too, you know, it's over the top, and a lot of it's got to be taken out. But to his chief of staff, the statement about him being having the tendencies of an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we have gotten the nice alcoholic like Otis Campbell as opposed to the vile, horrible one? I mean, Otis was helpful.
Otis Andy Campbell for the show.
Oh, you are so right, you know.
He was great. He'd help out when they had to go somewhere.
Right.
You know. He'd get the mail in.
Yeah, he'd stroll in and put himself in jail.
That's true.
He was really low maintenance. And then we had to get this guy.
That's a good point, Dick. Otis Campbell. Oh man. Thank you for that, Dick.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Boy, it sure makes you think back on how innocent times were then.
Yeah, no kidding.
Otis
no
Campbell. Kidding.
Hey, we want to remind you to check out the WMDXRadio.com website. You can win a dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Mm-hmm. Just go to WMDXRadio.com and enter. We give away a $50 gift card once a week, and then we toss all the entries out and start all over. So you have a chance each and every week to win your dinner from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Go to WMDXRadio.com. And while you're there, you can take part in the poll that's up there. And let me see if I can get to that. I know the question is, if Santa lived in Dane County, where would his workshop be? Would it be in Mount Horeb for the trolls? That's at 45%. Sun Prairie for the space? That's at 27%. Fitchburg for the tax base is at 18%. Or Madison, but delayed for public comment. That's at 9%. So, you know, chime in with your poll answer. If Santa lived in Dane County, where would his workshop be? Go to WMDXRadio.com. Okay.
All right. The big story, of course, is Trump announcing the Patriot Games, an unprecedented four-day athletic event with a young man and one young woman from each state and territory.
What?
Competing
the Patriot
in something Games. Called the Patriot Games. Not the Hunger Games. It could be very much like the Hunger Games, at least by next year. But we'll see. Here's Trump's wacky announcement. I want to play this for you. Remember now, America's lost a lot in regards to, you know, some of its government because we can't afford it.
Right.
Americans have lost their health care coverage and the supplements to keep them on the ACA. Mm-hmm. And now we're doing this.
the Patriot Games.
Yes. So let's listen to Cut 176.
In my campaign for president, I pledged to give America the most spectacular birthday party the world has ever seen for America's 250th anniversary on July 4th next year. From June 25th to July 10th of next year, we will host the Great American State Fair on the National Mall.
The State
Fair. Featuring pavilions from all 50 states, highlighting breathtaking innovations and celebrating America's exceptional history and culture. Frankly, you'll never see anything like it, and you'll never see anything like it again. In the fall, we will host the first ever Patriot Games, an unprecedented four-day athletic event featuring the greatest high school athletes, one young man and one young woman from each state and territory. But I promise there will be no men playing in women's sports. You're not going to see that. You'll see everything but that. And we will build a triumphal arc as we celebrate 250 years of American freedom. We are the only major city. We are the only major capital. Are the only major place without a triumphal arch, a beautiful triumphal arch, one like in Paris where they have the great and beautiful arch in Paris. They call it the Arc de Triomphe. And we're going to have one in Washington, D.C. very soon. Construction will start in the very near future. And on Flag Day, we will have a one-of-a-kind UFC event here at the White House. It'll be the greatest champion fighters in the world, all fighting that same night. The great Dana White is hosting, and it's going to be something special. But all of this is just a beginning. 2026 will be a celebration of America like no other, honoring our nation in all of its glory.
Never seen anything
to help carry out these exciting plans, we have created a new public-private partnership. It's called Freedom 250. Working with states, companies, and organizations across the country, we will renew the patriotism, pride, and pioneering spirit of America and lay the groundwork for the next 250 years of independence and freedom. This will be a time like you've never had in your lives. America 250. Thank you. I love you all.
Thank you for that.
That made it worth listening to. We have Catherine on the line.
Yeah, I don't know even where to go with that.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't either.
Let's go to Catherine.
No, I just had an epiphany. Sorry, I'm in my bathroom all echoing. Let me take you off speaker. I had an epiphany. Let's let this ride. He's going to take away our 250th anniversary and ruin it and be all Trumpy-Trump. Fine. We don't need an anniversary party. We're good. And when he's gone, because he will, this will end. We just rename everything like he's renaming everything. It's not that big a deal. Time is going to go by. That's it. We're just going to rename it. We're just going to undo. We can do that.
Okay.
You know, the eternal optimist here. I don't think so. You know, Democrats don't normally change anything after Republicans are president, which drives
crazy. This is unprecedented.
I guess you're right. This time around, maybe.
We'd like to be unprecedented. Catherine, thank you.
One thing he didn't mention in the Patriot Games is that it's to the death. So we have one male, one female from each state and territory to the death.
Fight to the death. And, you know, the UFC match. What's that all about? Just where's that going to happen? In the Rose Garden?
Ultimate fight.
The
right?
ultimate fighting thing.
Oh, God. Man.
Will Joe Rogan be the announcer?
No, the last time we talked about that, there's going to be like 10,000 people in the backyard, 10,000 people in the front yard. I mean, you can only put like 50 people in either side of the Capitol.
Oh, it's going to be the White House, I think.
You're right. UFC the White thing. House. Huh? There's no room around the White House.
Well, they've got I think the West Lawn or the South Lawn. I think it's the South Lawn.
No, it's not. It's not the size of three football fields.
No.
Not that I remember, anyway.
It's not that big. Yeah. Okay.
So they're going to have competitions on either side.
Chris from Waterloo says, welcome to the United States of trailer parks.
Yes. The traveling carnival show.
Yeah, on it goes. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for a Friday morning. Rockers in the studio, about 15 minutes away from the Max Inc. preview. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Here comes the helicopter. Second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had
John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX 92.7.
It's a cold start out there. We're at 5 degrees right now. Feels like 13 below. It's a little breezy and highs today in the mid-teens. It'll warm up over the weekend.
All right. Got another story here. Shocker. National Public Health is gone. That's essentially it. Under RFK Jr., it has been eliminated. Let's listen to cut 178.
Okay.
All right. This is from MS Now.
Yeah, Chris, to be clear about what exactly is being cut here, the Department of Health and Human Services is essentially going to eliminate 7 different grants worth millions of dollars to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Just to tick through what some of those things are that they address, they will be eliminating aid to prevent infant mortality, aid to prevent birth defects. We will see essentially an elimination of help to ensure the improvement of health for young adults, early detection of autism. These are all things that are included in these millions of dollars in grants that HHS routinely has provided to the American Association of Pediatrics that will no longer be there anymore. When we reach out to the Department of HHS to really get clarity on this decision that feels really controversial, this is what Andrew Nixon, the HHS spokesperson, told MS Now. He said that these AAP grants were canceled along with a number of other grants to other organizations because they no longer align with the department's mission or priorities. Now, that's really interesting there that they are saying essentially these grants do not align with the mission or the priorities of HHS.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly? Public health doesn't align with public health? I don't know. I know it's probably a very political thing. They said it isn't a political thing. It is a very political thing. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but the big news, of course, now is that part of these cuts is treatment for trans youth.
Oh, really?
Care in hospitals and in doctor's offices. They want to ban any kind of care whatsoever, and they're going to put the government behind that by denying funding to states if they continue to treat the people that need this this care.
Any trans people at all?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, not all. Not just any, but just youth.
Oh, okay.
18 and under. Yeah, you can't treat them. And that means that they would cut off programs that are already in place, treatments that are already in place. So it's just it's one of those things that RFK Jr., I heard a cut where he was basically saying that it's traumatic, it's destroying these lives of these young kids. And I guess this particular event that they're here, choosing to do here wouldn't hurt them, wouldn't traumatize them for life. Wouldn't interfere with what they want to do with their own lives. The family, of course, has agreed to do these treatments. It's a personal thing. It's on a personal level, and now the government is stepping in telling them that they can't do it.
Wow.
Now, I don't know. We've always heard in the past that the government shouldn't be interfering in all of these issues, but I guess in this case, they have a higher calling. So
right.
I guess we should really kind of pay attention to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, by the way, that's a huge story today. So we'll be hearing more about that. Here's something, too. China is not exactly buying the soybeans they said they would be buying. This is New York Times reporter Andrew Sorkin about, do you have cut 183? All right, let's listen to that.
Earlier this year, the president came out and said China was going to buy, 12 million or whatever the number was.
12 million metric tons of soybeans.
Metric tons of soybeans by the end of the year. I repeatedly asked members of the cabinet administration over the last couple of weeks. I said, you know, the end of the year is like here. Like it's 15 days away right at this point. It's coming. I think we've sold 300 some odd thousand metric tons. So 300,000, how are you going to get to 12 million? The math doesn't add. And you can never get a straight answer. And then, of course, just in the past week or so, they've said, well, it's not actually the end of the year. It's the growing season. And so, you know, you tell me what the growing season is and everybody has a different view about that. So this could get extended out several months. Now we're into state-sponsored capitalism. I mean, this is not really capitalism. Everything runs through 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now. This is completely and utterly new. We have never had a time CEOs, business leaders, are making their decisions daily. Their strategy is based on whether their strategy is going to be in line with the strategy of this president and whether he's going to agree or disagree or come out in favor or not, decide to sue or not over whatever you're doing. That is a fundamental reshift, and that is something that's more akin to a place like China, Frank.
And you can see that China just took advantage of the situation. They've got a guy they can play constantly, and they do.
And they did.
And they took advantage of the situation again and again and again.
Right. It just continues to happen.
They're going to build in our country. They're going to erect factories. And then, of course, we're going to design a law that will prevent that factory from operating in this country. So, I mean, remember, they got all of these manufacturers of batteries to come to the U.S.
Right.
Yeah. And then they decided to get rid of EVs.
Great.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Another fine decision from the administration.
Unbelievable.
So all soybeans not getting sold the way they should be.
Yeah, great.
So we'll see.
Okay, coming up next, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew. And then right around the corner, it's Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview, telling us about some local and regional music that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's all coming up on John and Gordy on a Friday morning on WMDX. Stay right here.
Let me tell you about a rockin' man. He's got a real heavy rockin' band. He really knows about the music scene. He can rock it if you know what I mean. They call him the Rocker. Yeah, yeah, he rocks it on the radio.
Are you ready to rock, Rocker?
Yeah,
he'll tell us.
I am ready to rock.
He is ready. Jazzed up on caffeine, man. It's just calm down, buddy. Calm down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, woo. Rocker.
Oh, it's Friday morning.
It is. Time for the Max Inc. preview. Well, we're doing all right.
Oh, that's right. You know,
how are you?
I heard you guys, you were talking about, you know, there was a Gulf of America, and then there's the now Trump Kennedy Center.
Right.
But I don't know if you guys read what's coming next, right?
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be for President Biden, right? He's going to rename the San Andreas Fault to Biden's Fault.
Biden's Fault? That's good.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I do.
That's what's coming down the pike, right?
Biden's Fault.
That's going to be coming down the pike. And then every fault, I'm sure there'll have to be a few Obamas in there coming up as well.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that word doesn't get out. I think he'll take that seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. every Saturday night. This week, Rob Roberts is in the air chair because we're going to be at home watching the Packers game, right?
Oh, that's right.
It's a big Packers Bears week, and we can't even do local radio when that's going on. So enjoy local music with Rob Roberts coming up this weekend. Listen to the podcast of the show and find individual interviews and performances on our Spotify and Apple Music pages. Just search Max Inc. Radio or go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio.
Okay.
And just last week, Max Inc. Radio, we have this feature called Live from the Mad City, and we had Paige Kleber come in. She is a 12-year-old local Verona middle schooler, and Paige just released an original new song just last month called Give Up and Cry, and we did premiere that song. However, she played live, and, you know, she's been had a great album debut. Like I said, she's 12 years old, and she's also the Whammy Wisconsin Area Music Industry Rising Star of the Year last year and Best New Artist at MAMA, the Madison Area Music Association Awards, and she also won Country Song of the Year this year. So she's really coming along. December 20th in Verona at the Festival of Foods. She's going to be playing holiday songs. So she was on the show last week, and she played a holiday song. And I thought, well, it's Christmas. Let's play it. This is Paige Kleber. I want a 12-string guitar for Christmas.
I want a 12-string guitar for Christmas. Only a 12-string guitar will do. Don't want a keyboard, no tambourine toy. I want a 12-string guitar to play with and enjoy. I can see a gift on Christmas morning, wrapped with lots of care. I thought it was a pair of socks, and I opened up the box to see 12-string guitar standing there. I want a 12-string guitar for Christmas. Guitar will do. No xylophones, the six string guitars. I only like 12 string guitars and 12 string guitars like me.
That is so nice.
That's
really, that's cute as heck. And I wish I could get a 12 string guitar.
Didn't you have one at one point?
I did, yeah. The neck warped for some damn reason. It was a Yamaha. It shouldn't have warped. But now I've got 2 6 strings, an Earthwood. And a Grammer guitar.
Okay.
So a 12-string would be nice. They're easier to play.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because she's a huge Taylor Swift fan. And I saw an interview with Taylor Swift how she was told, you know, don't try playing 12-string guitar.
Right.
And she was just like, you know what? I want to get one. She got one and learned how to play it despite everybody told her. But the interesting thing was is that while she was here in the studio singing, her mom and her dad, I call them the momager and the dadager, they were here, and they had headphones on, and they were listening quite intently, like, ah, oh, she wants a 12-string guitar for Christmas. I could see the wheels turning.
The message.
I think they're easier to play, and they have a really nice full sound.
Yeah, Jimmy Page did a great job with them.
Yes, Very well, cool. Beatles, too.
Yeah. hey, we got a note here. I'm just going to jump in here. From Sky is the Limit, sends a note here. The rocker theme is the highlight of my week. Thank you, Sky is the Limit.
It rocks me out. It gets me going.
I know.
That caffeine just kicks in as soon as you hear that beat, man.
Oh, I know. Okay. You know, I can just see him drumming in his car, you know.
Yeah, that's right. All right, what else is going on this
weekend? Oh, Waylon, St. Palin and the Magic Elves, making Christmas music tolerable since 2001. But you must enjoy responsibly. Waylon Nate Palin, he was with the Kissers and the Hometown Sweethearts. He now lives out in New York City and plays music, but he flies back every Christmas for this show called Waylon St. Palin and the Magic Elves. And it features also Ken Fitzsimmons from the Kissers and Ropin' Rodeo Nate. And there's tons of different characters, so check it out. Saturday, December 20th, that's at the High Noon Saloon right here in Madison, 8 p.m. Coming for Christmas again is their new EP just released December 15th. It's available on Bandcamp. Right now, this is Waylon St. Palin and the Magic Elves. This is Hey Santa.
Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Well, Santa Claus will be my baby. Bring my baby back, oh yeah. Well, I bring her up and lap and slap her underneath the Christmas tree, oh yeah. Say, hey, Santa Claus, you know I love her so, oh yeah. Oh, hey, Santa Claus, you know I love her so.
Another great song.
It's cool.
Waylon St. Palin and the Magic Elves. Well, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to get a little serious here. You know, there's this new, like, Trump care idea, right, where everybody's going to get, like, $2,000 to pay for their health care instead of all the ACA tax credits that we used to enjoy.
Sure.
And I thought, you know, really, this is interesting. I think that that's disguised socialism. And for the reason being, ready for this, CJ, he's going to probably call in. Maybe he can do some math. But, you know, when you're choosing, right, when you're healthy, you're choosing a healthcare plan, and you have to choose, like, there's always these deductibles. It's like,
sure,
personal choice. Mm, yeah, and then you're like, okay, I could, if I get sick, right, they'll cover 5,000 or 7,000. And if, you know, if you're like normal people finding it hard to maybe pay your bills, you're like, well, I'm healthy. So I will choose the higher deductible, sure, right?
Yeah.
Maybe from $5,000 to $7,000, right? Sure. That's $2,000 right there, right? So what is that going to pay for? Well, in fact, then all of a sudden you get sick. And now you've burned through this deductible, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, and you, now it's the higher deductible. Now to make ends meet, you're actually trying to have a benefit or a GoFundMe. How many people have you seen get really sick and they're having, you know, myself included, right?
Right. Yes.
Well, that's because of these deductibles. So now you're going out to the social, right? You're asking basically for social welfare.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think that, you know, people that are behind this type of healthcare that, you know, pays you $2,000 to, so you can be still underwater and choose the highest deductible, we should call that CJ Care. CJ, call up and tell us how this exactly works. Okay. I'm not sure, but... But anyway,
I'm with you on that.
So let's kickstart my heart, right? CPR, AED awareness. I do a lot of that stuff, but healthcare awareness is becoming one of my passions as well. Now, December 26th at the Gamma Ray Bar, I'm having a little CPR training and an AED awareness show. 7 p.m. It's on Main Street in Madison, just off the square. It's a benefit for myself and Rob DZ, who also had sudden cardiac arrest on the same stage as myself. It is exactly 1 year later from my sudden cardiac arrest on stage, and it's going to feature Last Crack, Iron Plow, and Mars Hall. So make sure you come up there. It's a suggested $20 donation at the door. And, you know, I brought in another Last Crack song because like yesterday we were listening to some Last Crack, and you loved it. We still got time for this?
Yeah.
We do.
All right. It's this is from their Burning Time album. And as I said, that was produced by Dave Jordan. It was a big album set worldwide. Very interesting. So I thought I'd play one of these songs from it. This is called Wicked Sandbox, Last Crack.
Wow. Love it. That's great.
That's some good stuff. And you know what? He was saying that back in 1991. And it was interesting because a lot of the vibe back then was about wars and oil. And, you know, there's a lot of protest against the administration going after oil in the Middle East. And, you know, here we are again. And the words ring true again, I think. It's pretty interesting.
Really good. Really good. All right, we got time for another one here.
We do. The Mighty Wheelhouse 11th Annual Ugly Sweater Party. John, I know you're itching to get out your ugly sweaters. It's at the High Noon Saloon coming up Sunday, December 21st, 3 p.m. It'll almost be dark by that point. Wheelhouse, I thought I'd find a throwback from them. Mm-hmm. And this is from their album, The Comeback. This is Lawyers and Their Money.
In that hot noon sun, praying for rain, but gets in none. Can't make no money to throw this food. The river runs dry and we'll all be screwed. And all our hard work is no match for all of their lawyers and their money. What can you say? New making way.
red tape, too much red ink, too much on the TV telling me what I'm supposed to think.
Wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse, that's right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those guys are fun. Yeah. And they're going to be coming up. That is Sunday, December 21st, 3 p.m. Yep. at the High Noon Saloon.
The 11th annual Ugly Sweater Party.
So that's right.
Wear your ugly sweaters and have a good time. Okay. We're coming back with more with Rocker and the Max Inc. preview after these important words from our beloved sponsors. Stay with us.
And today, the water and the air fill with waste, but who am I to say that that is not the way? Who am I to say that that is not the way? Yeah. Ooh, I wanna live, I wanna stay.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning.
More cowbell.
Fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Back with Rocker in the studio.
Porky's Groove Machine would appreciate that so much.
We got some texts here, Rocker.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, boy.
Sky's the Limit said Magic 7 for the win.
Yeah.
Also, Last Crack. Wow, oh, yeah. Bravo. See you at the Gamma Ray Bar. And then Chris says, that plan shouldn't be called CJ Care. It should be called CJ Doesn't Care.
Oh,
there it is. Isn't that? That's better. That's better. Has a ring to it.
All right. Back to what's happening.
There's always a little bit of truth in every bit of humor, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's talk about some real humor here. There's a big game coming up, right? The Bears and the Packers for first place in the Northern Division here.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, December 20th at 7 p.m., the B-Rock Madison. That's Sherman Plaza, just in the north side of the Mad City. For this game, the B-Rock is going to be tapping a keg of the Bears Still Suck beer by all Madison's right. own no Youngblood Beer Company. And it's an American pale ale with centennial hops. There's only like one half barrel. They secured it. So once they open it, it's till it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have their B-Rocks, which is kind of like a pasty, kind of, you know, these filled pastry type things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Freshly baked, stuffed with brats, cheese curds, and sauerkraut, and served with a house-made sriracha mayo. The B-Rock has it going on game day. Complimentary green and gold touchdown jello shots. They're going for it. They're a Packer bar. Here we go for round two. Packers Bears, Soldier Field, parsonless Packers battling for first place. And back, you guys remember the Super Bowl shuffle?
Oh, sure.
You know, we had to come up with something to, you know, an antidote, right, to the Super Bowl shuffle. And there's this band called, they're from Wisconsin, Happy Schnapps Combo,
yeah.
And it's from their 1992 album, Raise It. So it's going back a little ways, but I think, you know, it remains relevant today. This is the Bears Still Suck, the Happy Schnapps Combo.
Must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan throwing insults in our face. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game, even if from time to time they've been a little lame. How could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
The Bears still suck. What a classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I was counting to four. I'm wondering how, like, a polka got into four timing instead of, like, three, four timing, right? It's
right?
usually like a one, two, three. You know, this is like a one, two, three, four. But we still love it because the Bears still suck. So no matter what, the message is right.
And I'm a Bears fan, but I got to say, you know, this song is good. It is good, okay? I'm putting my hands up.
Well, tomorrow night's going to be quite a party in Beer Rock.
In 2 weeks, I'll bring in one by the same band, and it's all about how the Vikings suck. So we'll hear that one coming up for the Vikings game. Ryan McGrath Band with Tall Paul on harmonica Sunday, December 20th at 7 p.m. This is at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. It's their 7-year anniversary party. Mm-hmm. And 7 years of making beers, burgers, and more. They're going to release a collusion beer. It's a bourbon, rye, and brandy barrel beer, a Russian Imperial Stout. So it's going to be really good. Mm. Big party, 7 p.m., the band starts. Ryan McGrath Band, this is Play Something I Can Dance To.
With a full break, did you put me in clothes? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. With an MIE, you wanna take me home? One thing left to do, play something I can dance to. Yeah, 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 say it, man. Woo, say it, one,
yeah. Sounds good.
That awesome, man.
Yeah,
man, play something Ryan McGrath dance to. I like that.
With Tall Paul, Saturday, December 28th. 7 p.m. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie.
Just got a couple of minutes left here. Actually, less than that. Okay, we got a shorty. Anything else we should mention?
I would mention that there is a celebration for Brian Jansen. And Brian Jansen owned Capital City Tattoo over on Willie Street for many years. And he was a musician as well. He was the lead singer for Inspector 12 back in the early 90s.
Okay.
And a legend in tattooing, punk rock, and skateboarding. And he recently passed away. There's going to be a show Friday, just January 2nd, 7 p.m., High Noon Saloon, and it'll be a celebration for Brian Jansen.
Very good. And this weekend, Max Inc. Preview?
Rod Inc. Roberts is going to be in spinning local music, and Terry Barr has an interview, and I will be off. I'll be at home watching the Packer game. And then the 27th, I'll be actually officiating a wedding.
So, oh, really?
It's going to be a lot of fun. So taking the show off, or we'll be back after the new year.
After the holidays. Okay. Very good, Rocker. Always good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
It's no surprise that a big Bear fan, rather, won't be watching the game at all, and that will be Dom. You know, I mean, that's the kind of fans they have down there in Chicago.
Man. I got to talk to my girlfriend's
unbelievable
parents.
You're not going to be watching?
I have to go to a restaurant.
Oh, sure. You're really a dedicated Bears fan.
Jeez.
Come on now.
So typical.
Probably going to hit a deer.
Stephanie Miller is next. We'll talk to you this afternoon from 2 to 5. Have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.